Donkey Rentals.
Roger, Donkey Rentals. Okay, Duff Iron Tess. Iron Tess, so what you told me you're up to is about 10 lines down already. So these are all, we're talking about situations where there was a deal for someone to do something, the donkey to schlep somebody or whatever or something, and it went awry in the middle somehow. So now we go on to Omar Rav Barav Huna Omar Rav. Asaychar es hachamer l'koyva leha. So we said if you hired a donkey to ride on, so that was the terms and conditions, that the purpose of the hiring is to ride on it. And the donkey dropped dead halfway through. So now the guy's halfway to his destination. He's riding along into the sunset, and he got halfway to the sunset. So what does he do? So then he has to pay for half. It's like, you take a taxi and he drops you off halfway to where you want to go. So you have to pay the taxi fare for that halfway, sort of. Not, you don't like that analogy?
No.
Okay, bad analogy. Forget.
I wouldn't pay him anything. I'm more soft.
You wouldn't pay him anything, but... Oh, no, he's not worth...
Oh, stranded somewhere in the middle.
No, he's not worth that. No, it's... No. We're talking about where he can find another donkey from here onwards. So he calls an Uber. He can call an Uber from here and keep going. So he pays him half the fare, and he pays the other half the fare. Yeah, we're going to discuss it. Let's wait for that discussion. So that's what we're saying. It's not in the middle of nowhere. Just a second. The Gemara is going to exactly discuss this. Okay, so the statement is that he hires a donkey to ride, and it died halfway through, so he pays for half the trip. The only Allah velatarumah, so he hasn't got any taina. All he can do is complain and say, "Oh, that's annoying. It's a pain. You're a lousy donkey renter." But he's got no financial claim on him. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Hey, Chadomi, what exactly are the circumstances over here where the guy got stuck halfway into the sunset? If he dropped him off, if the donkey happened to drop dead at a wayside donkey stop, where he can easily get another one to take him the rest of the way, is Taruma, it's my avidite. What's he got to complain about? He got halfway there, now he's going to pay for another donkey to take him the other half. It doesn't cost him anything, so he's not going to give it to complain. And Ida Loishchiach Laguri, this is what you were all complaining about, if he's left in the middle of nowhere and there's no other donkeys around to hire, is Igra Boila Mesavla, he's going to pay him? What is he paying for? He's stuck in the middle of nowhere now. You shouldn't pay him anything. Like, this is what you said, yeah? He hasn't helped him. There's every the Gemara la'olam la'ishkeach la'guri. It's because it's not. There isn't any donkey stands around here. But why does he have to pay for half? Mishum da amalei, because the balha donkey says to the renter, Ilu ba'isala mesa arhocha. If you would have wanted to come to here, to where the donkey brought you, lav igra ba'isala mesa, wouldn't you have to pay for that? So even though you're now stuck in the middle of nowhere, but
you pay partial fare.
But you're still going to pay the fare for getting to here. So that's the way it goes. Yeah, it feels a bit unfair, true, but that's the way it goes. Okay, so again, the Gemara says, hey chedami, again, what exactly was the terms of the rental agreement? If he says, I am renting you a donkey, I will provide you a donkey to ride with into the sunset, is then, we said before, what's the negay that this one died? He has to give him a different one, because he just said, give me a donkey. So if that donkey died, so give me a different donkey. The deal is still valid. If this donkey's dead, then like a different donkey. Yeah? And either Amalei Chamer Zeh, if he says, I'm renting you this specific donkey, so therefore he doesn't have to give him a different donkey. So what's happened here? You've got a dead donkey lying by the side of the road, but the dead donkey is worth something because you can sell him for parts. I don't know. What do you do with a dead donkey? What do you do with a dead donkey? Something. It's worth something. The nevel is worth something. Yeah, it's not completely useless. So if he can buy something with the nevela, let him buy. So maybe he'll buy like a second-hand donkey. If he sells the carcass, he'll get some money. Yeah.
No, if he rents
either one of them, both of them together.
He's responsible for the dead body.
He's supposed to give him. This donkey was hired to take him to Sydney. Yeah. The donkey dropped dead in Gundagai. Yeah, 5 miles from Gundagai, the donkey dropped dead. Yeah. So if the dead donkey is worth something, why doesn't he just take the dead donkey and sell it and take that money and buy a lower quality donkey just to get him from Gundagai to Sydney? You know, he'll buy him a donkey. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because when the value of the carcass is not enough, you cannot buy the cheapest second-hand used donkey that's, you know, mamish rent-a-bomb, whatever. You can't get, for the amount of money that the carcass is worth, you can't get anything. Yeah? So then the Gemara says, okay, but how about to rent, maybe? Maybe from the amount of money, if you sell the carcass, you'll have enough money for an Uber donkey. Yeah, so maybe at least he can rent something to take him to Sydney.
Donkey X or Donkey Black?
So maybe he. So why doesn't he do that? So the first question was that he should take money, the carcass, and use the money to buy another donkey, so that donkey will belong to the original owner.
To rent the donkey,
and he'll have whatever's left. He'll have something, some Altakaka donkey, and he'll keep going. Yeah. So he said there's not even enough money to do that. So now, but the guy had obligated himself to get him to Sydney, to give him a donkey to get to Sydney. So why can't he just rent a donkey with the money? Obviously, renting a donkey to get to Sydney is cheaper than buying a donkey. Yeah, renting is cheaper. So the Gemara answers, so why did Rav... This all started with Rav, right? What did Rav say? Rav said, only Tarumas, and that's it. So the Gemara says, Rav Letamei, this is Rav Lashitosai, the Omar Rav, Lo Machlinon Karna. You can't do a transaction over here which is going to destroy the principle. When you say that the Baal HaDonkey, yeah, what do we call it? The owner, yeah? When you say the owner has to give him another one, that's only if he's not going to completely lose his principle. Yeah, he's going to have nothing left. Yeah? In other words, if you take the money from the carcass, so it's worth something. So the Baal HaDonkey, even though his donkey died, he's still got something there. There's some principle of his original asset. Yeah. But now if you're going to tell him to take whatever money you get from that carcass and go and rent it, rent something to go to Sydney, when he gets to Sydney, there's nothing left. So you're not returning anything to the original owner. So Rav says, we never obligate the owner... We never obligate the owner to do something that will mean that at the end of the day, he's got zero asset. Yeah, there's no such thing. As we see that, there's a whole argument about it. To Itmar, as it was said, someone hired a donkey and made slavich and died halfway through, is on my Rav. So Rav says mefurish, im yesh b'damehali kachikach, if he can take the carcass and buy another donkey, and that donkey will belong to the original owner of the donkey, yeah? So you buy another donkey, and the guy rides to Sydney, and then he gives the second-hand donkey that he bought back to the owner. So, yeah, the second-hand donkey's not going to be worth as much as the original. He had a Rolls-Royce donkey to start with.
Was he going to travel back and cart it?
No, the owner is her rent-a-car. He has an office in Sydney.
Yeah, the owner owns it, whatever. And I would give it back. It means it belongs to the original owner. So no, I mean when he rented the first donkey to take to Sydney, then someone had to pick it up in Sydney anyway, right? Well, what's the difference? So
if
instead
you have
of
the
first
business and one of your donkeys dies on the way, it's your responsibility to get it. No, not me as renting the donkey to slap it and to
no,
sell it.
No, don't actually take it back. I mean, you'll do whatever you'll drop it off wherever you were supposed to drop off the original one.
If your donkey doesn't operate the whole way, then you maybe have to get a pro rata rate and not pay you the whole lot. And that's it. The rest is your
No, that's what we started with. But here we're talking about if you can take the carcass of the dead donkey and buy another donkey, so you buy another donkey and you continue the journey with the other donkey.
Because
you want to get
be stuck
because you want to get to Sydney.
You're going to be stuck in the middle of nowhere. Remember, it's not like today. You can pick up the phone. Yeah, you want to send me a replacement.
And there's no.
You want to get to Sydney. So you take the money. You buy another donkey, and you keep going, and you get to Sydney, and you do whatever you would have done then. So that's if there's enough money to buy a donkey, because at the end, the owner will have some asset left, albeit worth less than what his original asset was. But Liskoyer, if the money is only enough to rent a donkey to get to Sydney...
Well, his original asset is actually dead and buried in Gundagai.
Okay, so but no, it's not buried because the carcass is worth something. That's why he's still got an asset, yeah? If it was worth zero, then there's nothing to talk about, yeah? But you're taking an asset that's worth something, and you're telling me we're going to sell it and give the owner back nothing from that sale, so that you cannot do. Yeah, and therefore, if the money is only enough to rent another donkey and then leave him with zero asset, oh, Yiska, you can't do it.
But don't forget, this also means there's the other member of Rav that you're only paying him now for the length of time you've traveled.
Exactly, so that's why Rav says that all. Rav says you pay them half the fare to Sydney instead of the whole fare, and only a level of Taruma, so you can just complain that you left me in Gundagai and now I have to find another way to get to Sydney. Yeah, but the dead carcass. Because the original owner keeps the dead carcass, and he can do what he wants. He can take it to the carcass factory or something. Yeah. Now that's what Rav says. Shmuel Omar, no, afli skur yisker. Even if there's enough money to rent only, and he's going to sell the carcass and use all the money for renting, and there's going to be nothing left for the owner. Nevertheless, he'd do it because he made a deal that he's going to supply him a donkey to get to Sydney. So that's the argument between Rav and Shmuel. Can you completely wipe out the original owner's asset here or not? Is b'maika miflagi? Rav sava lo machlinan karna. Rav says no, we do not destroy the principle. And Shmuel sava machlinan karna says we do destroy the principle. All right, so that's the argument. Now, Meisave, let's see the next question. Yovisha Elon, you have a mashkin. Yeah, we discussed some cases like this before. Yeah, so the guy owes money, and he gave him. And he gave him a tree as a mashkin, like we learned in the previous perek, and like they used to do in Surah, for example. And he says, at the end of the time, it's going to be... So he keeps the mashkin for a certain amount of time, and then at the end, he gets it. If he doesn't pay it off, he pays off the debt with it, yeah? Now what happens if the tree dried out in the middle? So they said, you know what, you keep this tree for 5 years, and at the end of 5 years, that's the end of the thing. That's paying for the debt. What happens is, in 3 years in, the tree dried out, and there's no more payers. Yeah, so the malva's not getting any benefit from it, because there's no fruit. It's dried up. All you've got is a dead tree. Or it got chopped down. Yeah, so now what you've got is wood. Neither one of them is allowed to take the wood and use it for firewood. Right? We'll see why. So basically, you're destroying the principle, we're going to say, right? So you're taking what's there and you're destroying it. At the end of the 5 years, there'll be nothing left because you're going to take whatever wood is there and burn it. Kate said, Yasa, so what do you do instead? Instead of taking the wood and burning it and destroying it, yilokach boy karka. You take the wood and you buy a piece of land. It's going to be a pretty small piece of land, yeah, because all you've got is the wood of a tree. How much land can you buy already? You buy a little piece of land, and you get to continue the deal. The marvel will get the payers from that little piece of land, and that's it. And at the end, it'll go back to the lawyer. Now, the question is, your thing about Rav says you're not allowed to do the deal in such a way that the guy loses his entire principal. But when you go and buy karka, yeah, it's not like buying a donkey where you keep it loyal and void. You buy karka at Yovel, it goes back to the owner that you bought it from. So even if you take the money from the wood and you go and buy a piece of land, you're still losing your principal because... When Yovel comes, that piece of land will go back to whoever you bought it from, and you'll have nothing left to show for your tree. So we're saying, when Yovel comes, the land that you bought, you took the firewood and you sold it, and you used the money to buy land, and you're eating the papers of that land, but that land will go back to the owner that you bought it from. And it's destroying the principle. But nevertheless, says the Brisa, that's what you do. So it was a kasha to Rav, who says that we don't do something that's going to destroy the principle. Answer the Gemara, and over here, we're not destroying the principle. Because when Yovel comes, he's not going to give it back to the owner. How can it be that you buy a piece of land and then Yovel comes, it doesn't have to go back to the owner? I'll tell you. The deal is, you buy it for 60 years. The whole concept, when you buy somebody's land, that Yovel comes, it goes back to the owner, is only if it was bought indefinitely. Yeah? Because the Oritz Lesimachal Tzmissus. Yeah? So you can't sell land forever. So in order to stop it being forever, Yovel comes along. But when you buy something for 60 years, it's not forever anyway. So you don't need Yovel to stop it being Lesimachal Tzmissus. It's anyway not Tzmissus. So therefore you don't need Yovel to play a part here. And that's 60 years. So he keeps it for 60 years.
The word sold is wrong. It's legal.
Okay, technically. But we always use the word so temporary sale. The Amar of Chizda Amar of Katina. How do we know that if you sold it with a 60-year deal, that when Yovel comes in the middle of that 60 years, as it must, it has to be a Yovel within 60 years, how do I know it doesn't go back to the owner at the Yovel? The whole Indian of Yovel is that the land shouldn't be sold forever. Someone, where does Yovel apply? When, if there wasn't any Yovel, Nitzmeses, it would be permanentized, if there is such a word. And Yeshem Yovel and Nitzmeses. So Yovel comes along and says, no, it's not permanentized, it goes back to the owner. Yotzes Azoy, to exclude the case where he sold it for 60 years. Shafel Pishenchem Yovel, even with Yovel out of the picture, Einon Nitzmeses, it doesn't stay forever, because after 60 years they give it back. So you don't need Yovel to achieve its Yovelness. Okay, so therefore we're talking about over here when he sold it for 60 years, and therefore it's not going back to the owner at Yovel, and therefore there's no destruction of principle. Frey the Gemara back to himself, what are you talking about? There's no destruction of principle. Good, so Yovel comes, there's no destruction of principle. The only reason why it's no destruction of principle is because when 60 years comes, there's going to be destruction of principle. Yeah? At the end of 60 years, it's going to go back to the original owner, and if I tell the guy, is going to end up with no principle. Is safe, safe. When the 60 years arrives, again, Rav, how can you tell me that we don't? You have a principle that we don't remove the principle. When we see that you do, Ella. So we must say, Rav will answer you. We're talking when he bought it, stam, without the 60-year clause. So it's a forever type of sale. It's going to go back at Yovel. We're talking about when Yovel is not Noyeh. He was Manazeh, when you haven't got Rav Yeshvel Aleha, for example. You haven't got most Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, so the Yovel doesn't Noyeh. And therefore, then, it's no destruction of principle, because he'll keep it forever. And then the Gemara says, Achinami Mistavra, now that we've come to that great idea, so that actually makes sense now. Why? The Yisrael Kedaitev was Mancha Yovel Noyeh Gemachlina Karka. Because according to your Havamina, that Rav is wrong, and Yovel is noig, and it goes back to the owner, and we don't mind destroying the principle. If you don't mind destroying the principle, why go through the whole rigmarole of buying land, and then the land goes back to the owner? Why don't you just take the wood and burn it?
Sell it or something.
Burn it. Use it now. Yeah, nislechelet tziviv, and ishklei, chop down the wood and take it. And then and get rid of the principle now, cut out the middleman. Yeah. So we tried to prove from that itself that that's what it must mean, that we're talking about Bisman Chayna Yevul Noig, and therefore the Kali is not destroyed. So the Gemara says, Yimishimha like Asha. That isn't a proof that we don't that we do mind. So in other words, Rav would try to bring that as a proof. Adarava, the fact that you don't chop it down straight away, means we must be talking about, because you can't destroy the principle, and it must be talking about where there's no Yovel. Says the Gemara, Yemishim Holei Kasha, that wouldn't be a proof for Rav, because Zim Nin Dishalmush Nemashkanta Mekama Yovel, because sometimes there isn't any Yovel. Because we're talking about a guy keeping the Mashkin for a certain number of years to pay for the debt. So sometimes there's no Yovel. Yeah, so maybe in that case, he doesn't need any Karen at the end of that. It's by the time when the deal finishes, the Karen is still there. Or he'll have money, the loiva will get some money, and he'll be paid to the mashkin before the yovel's up. So either there won't be a yovel in the time, or he'll have money and he'll pay, and he won't need to keep it for that time. So therefore, it could be, you don't have to say that it's bizman she'ena yovel noyig and lo mechalina karna, but it could be that there is no yovel.
So if you go back to the opening statement, it finishes up with Yenu Ta'umis, and then they ask the question, so what are we left with now?
So we're left with Rav holds that you cannot do a deal which is going to destroy the principle of the original owner. Side by the Malva, side by the renter, rented donkey. Yeah, and therefore, even though in principle he has to give him, I shouldn't use that word, it's confusing. Even though in theory he has to supply him enough donkeys to get to Sydney, but if it's going to be a situation where at the end, by the time the guy gets to Sydney, the original owner is going to be left with zero, then Rav says you can't do that. And if the thing died, so you pay half the fare and that's it. Bad luck.
At the end of the day, the situation is?
At the end of the day, the donkey doesn't wake up and say, Maidani. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanon. Asaychus Asfina. Now he rented a boat. He rented a boat to schlep his wine to wherever you schlep wine to. Was exporting wine.
Up the river.
Up the river, yeah? To schlep the wine up the river. The Tovala Bachatzi Haderech. And the boat drowned halfway through. Looks like they rescued the wine, yeah? But his wine is stuck in wherever,
on the riverbank,
wherever the boat hit the reef, whatever, yeah? So what happens now? So he's halfway, a similar sort of thing, except instead of a dead donkey, you have a dead boat. Is Rav Nosson Omer, Im Nosson, Lo Yitol. If he's, so now he says it's sort of a, each one has a taina, and it's going to be sort of a Meitzim Echaveri Alav Araya thing. If he's already paid for the journey, then he can't ask for his money back because he's got halfway. One minute, we're going to discuss the whole thing. Okay, let's get to it. Im Loi Nosson, but if he hasn't paid, Lo Yitain, then he doesn't have to give. So what are we talking about over here? Hey Chedomi. If the story was Bisfina Zu V'Yayin Stam, the deal was that he's going to rent this particular boat, but the Schoira can be any wine. Yeah, whatever Schoira I have, I'll put on it. I don't have to be this particular one, it can be any other one. So then the question is, no, because the deal was to take this particular Schoira. So the question is, do you have to get this Schoira? If the deal is I have to get this Schoira to Sydney, yeah, and the Schoira is now at the bottom of the river, or the bottom of the harbour, yeah, then I don't have to provide a boat to get your Schoira to Sydney when your Schoira is in the bottom of this ocean anyway. So you bring me the Schoira and I'll give you a boat, yeah. So he says like this, that means that the Baal HaBoat is only obligating himself for this particular boat. But there's no deal that says that I have to provide you a different boat if this boat doesn't work out. But the Baal
When I rent a boat with you, I don't care which boat, as long as it's a boat, it'll get me somewhere.
Maybe you don't care, but this particular guy did care, and they made a deal that he was going to rent a particular boat. Yeah, so it was a particular boat, but he said, whichever one I feel like sending, there's no particular one. If not this one, I'll send a different one. So then, and what happened? The boat drowned. Yeah, is Im Nosson, so Amar Lo Yitol. If the guy paid, why doesn't he get his money back? So what happened now? Now what happens is that the boat drowned. Yeah. So he says, well, you said that that boat was going to take me to Sydney, and the boat drowned. So it didn't take me to Sydney, so give him the money back. So the question is, why shouldn't he take his money back? Why doesn't the renter say to the Baal HaBoat, Havli Sfinta, give me the boat that I rented, not my Sina Chamra, because I'll go and bring another one. My wine is on the bottom of the ocean, but I the deal was I'll bring whichever wine I want. So if that wine's in the bottom of the ocean...
I thought we said Tova Hasfina.
Yeah, the boat drowned with the wine on it. Sorry, I said it wrong before.
So then how can he say give him that boat? The boat's in the
That's what he's saying.
Sea.
That's why I want money back. You have to give me that boat. You can't give me the boat, so give me money back. Yeah? Because I have other wine. That wine is tucked on the bottom of the sea. But I have other wine that I want to schlep. And we had a deal. I paid for you to take any wine that I feel like to Sydney. And you're supposed to give me that boat. That boat's gone, so give me my money back at least. Yeah? Ella must be that it's Mesfina Stama Yain's there. It must be the other way around. That he said, I'll take any boat. The deal was that he's providing any old boat, but it's only to take this particular lot of Schoira. Yeah? So now it's the other way around. Yeah, it's only for this chayra. Is I'm like nasan amalayiten. Why shouldn't the bala boat be able to claim the payment according to the transaction? Turn the page. Neymar, why can't the bala boat say to the bala wine, Havli ahul chamra, you bring me the wine that was in the deal, lana my sinner svinta, and I'll give you a different boat because I didn't promise to give you that boat. That's at the bottom of the ocean. Because the
Bala boat doesn't have to get the wine.
No. He says to the Bala wine,
to transport show me the wine, I'll give you another boat.
You want to get this wine to Sydney, and you took my boat, so I'll get you your wine to Sydney. Give it to me, and I'll get you your wine.
That's right. Where's your wine? Give me that wine, and I'll take it to Sydney. You haven't got that wine. That's your problem. Well, yeah, but I'm not giving you money back. And not only am I giving you money back, you haven't paid. You still have to pay because we had a deal. When both of them said that they were going to provide that particular boat for that particular wine, and now it's both of them are on the bottom of the ocean, so neither one of them can fulfill the tnai. Yeah, so neither one can say to the other, it's your fault.
But had he said, Stam, I want to rent the boat to send someone.
Oh, that's next. 1 minute, 1 second. Yeah? If he says.
It's not his concern whether there's one or this one.
It depends on what the deal was.
Look at that their defense lawyer is going to say to get them out of payment.
Not only that, because you got to look when all these transactions are based on what's called smichas das. What did the one guy's side think and what the other guy's side think? So if he presents it to him in this particular way and the guy rents it to him that way, that means that he accepted the full condition that the renter is imposed on.
You got to read the terms and conditions when you make a deal.
It's always in the fine print.
Right, so the terms and conditions said, if they said this boat to take this wine, yeah, then neither one has a better tiner than the other, because he can't supply this boat, but he hasn't got this wine either. Mm. So therefore, whoever's got the money keeps it. Yeah, if he's given the money already, well, and if he just hasn't paid yet, there's also so bad luck for whoever hasn't got the money. Aval, however, Yermi, besvina stam v'yayin stam, if it's a case where the transaction just said a boat to take some wine, didn't say which boat, didn't say which wine, is again, in this case, either one of them can fulfill the tnai by bringing a different boat or a different wine, is then chokin. Then there's still 50-50, and therefore they split split the difference and they divide the loss and they pay half or whatever.
Is it tax deduction write-off?
That's it.
Does the concept of insurance ever get brought into these conversations?
Not that I can recall.
When there's insurance, it's not a transaction between the two parties. One of the parties taking out insurance to secure.
No, I'm just wondering if it
so
comes up.
I don't remember discussing insurance in the Gemara anyway.
Well, I'm saying they're pretty thorough with all the different things that come up
today. They hadn't thought of that yet.
What you say is if you have a guy who's system rent the boat.
It's usually vendor insurance, like you sell something by Achrayus. But to have a third party insuring something for you, pay a premium and someone else insurance company insures it, I don't think that's ever been thought of.
If I rent a boat out to somebody and it conks out in the middle of the night, I return them the money, winds it up there.
Because you haven't read the fine print. It depends on what the fine print says, that's all. Tana Rabbanan, Asecher says Svina. Somebody rented a boat to park a labachati derech, and then I'll translate. He unloaded because that's what the habamin is, and he decided halfway. You know what? Forget it. I'm taking my stuff off and goodbye, Charlie. Yeah, it's nice and less chavish al chatzi derech. He only has to pay the fare to get halfway. Then the olav alatar rumish, and the guy's only he's got no claim to him other. The Baal HaBoat, who ended up losing half the job, he takes half the fare and he can only complain, hey, I thought I was going to take you the rest of the way. He says, well, I don't want to go the rest of the way anymore, so that's it, pays for half. So again, Echidomi, what's the case? If the Baal HaBoat will find another customer to rent out to, because he's in the boat rental stand, is a Mayisa Tarumas, what's he got to complain about? So you do this guy gets off, someone else will get on. If he's unloaded somewhere in the middle of Yehupitz and there's no one else there who wants to rent the boat, is kula yigraboy shlumi, then he can't back out and the guy, the original renter, should have to pay for the whole thing. It's because he's trying to start a stop in the middle. And for the Gemara, la'olam de kamashkech la'guri, yeah, he can find someone else to rent it to. And so, Bazoya Lamayas Taruma. So, what's he complaining about? Rent to somebody else and keep going. Mishum Rafsita the Svinta. Because the wear and tear on the boat, when you schlep the Schoira in and out of the hold or whatever, so it causes wear and tear and damage to the boat. So, each time you unload and load again, it's depreciation of the asset. Therefore, that's his Tarumas. Oh, you're making me, you know, unload and load again. If it's taka, a damage caused every time you load and unload, then why is it tarumos? It's costing him money. He should be able to charge him for the damage to the boat that's caused by one lot of unloading and loading again. So the Gemara says, Elomai, my parka. So the Gemara says, no, what's the pshat? He unloaded. Not that he unloaded his stuff. He unloaded stuff that he had outside the boat, into the boat. Use a bit of imagination. The parka latoyne begavei, he put more stuff in. He started off with one ton of thing in the hold, and then halfway through he put more in. Now, why is there? So what's taruma? So let's say the deal was that I can put in as much as fits. Yeah. So we start off and there's one ton, but there's more room in the hold. Halfway through, I'm halfway there, and I say, hey, I've got some more stuff I can put in. So he goes and puts more stuff in. But that was the deal, that he's allowed to put in as much as he wants. So the guy can't tell them you can't do it. All he can do is complain. So what's he complaining about? If that was the deal, what's the complaint? Elamaita rumus, what's he complaining? Mishum shinodaita, because it destroyed his expectations. He thought, let's say, with a light boat, I can travel faster. So I had in my mind, because you told me that this is, even though you're allowed to put more, but you told me this is all you're putting, I assumed I'd get to Sydney in 2 days, and I'm gonna be at a chasana there. And now that you're putting in heavier schoira, it's gonna take me an extra day to get there. So I'm complaining that you missed the wedding.
So you got the boat here with the person already driving the boat. Otherwise, what time is you're making me late?
Yeah, you're making me late. Well, you can have, the time can be you're making me late because I want to rent the boat to someone else when it gets there. Whatever the reason is. Inami La Ashla Yaserta, or because he has to buy extra ropes. Because to load up heavier schoira, you need more ropes to slip the boat out into the deeper water or whatever. Yeah, and therefore, even though you're entitled to, because that was the deal, but I wasn't expecting it, and therefore I'm complaining. Because complaining is free, so I can do that. Okay, next. Tana Rabbonon. We're back to the donkey. Now, when you hire a donkey to ride on it, what does that mean? Just your bum on the seat, or what can you take? What luggage, hand luggage, baggage allowance are you allowed to take?
What saddlebag?
Yeah, is a soicher meniach lav. You're allowed to take your coat, ulginosa, and your drink bottle, umazanoisav shaloisa derech, and all the food you need for that whole journey.
So if you're a Jew, that's 19 kilos worth.
88 peklach on LL. Yeah, so you can take. So that's what the hand luggage is that the traveler is allowed to take. If you're overweight. If you're overweight, sorry, not let you on. Okay, the chamor, the donkey owner, he puts on their food.
Donkey food.
For the donkey, yeah, there's whatever, the barley and the straw, enough food for that day only. Yeah? And then anything more than that, the traveler says, hang on, you're taking up too much space on my donkey that I rented. I can't take any more than that. So it's interesting. So the renter is allowed to take food for the whole derech, but the bala chamor who needs fuel for the donkey is only allowed for a day's worth, and he has to buy more on the way, presumably.
So what you had, you hired actually the donkey driver.
Yeah, so the donkey driver is probably on another donkey, but he's putting stuff for this donkey onto that donkey. So the question is like this. If you can buy food on the way, is chamer nami liyakev? Why can't the owner stop the traveler from putting a whole journey's worth of food on it? I mean, you can buy each day, so don't put so much on it. But if there's no food on the way, then the seicher shouldn't be able to stop the owner from putting it for the whole derech, because he can't buy on the way. You could, if you put a bit of effort into it, you could buy it from one hotel each night you stay in the inn, So in the inn, if you hunted around and you asked people, you found out in town who sells whatever, you could find food to buy each night in the inn.
The amount you put on the donkey can only hinge on one thing, of cruelty to animals if you put over that. That's all.
Yeah, it's slowing it down, and I want to sit more. I want to sit more comfortably. I don't want to have all your stuff on my donkey while I'm sitting here.
If you know the donkey can,
and if you're the owner, you don't want the donkey to take over weight because it's not good for the donkey.
How much does the passenger have a right to load out of that 200, and how much does the driver load for the fuel?
So he says like this: you could buy food, but it's not so easy. You have to handle and schlep around and find out where the food store is, etc. It's chamor. The guy who's a donkey driver, he's used to that. He's always on the road, so he's used to finding out where to buy and where to go. So for him, it's no big deal. So he can go each night and get food for the next day. But the soicher, he's the pampered traveler, lav darkele mitrochle misben. It's not the normal derech for him to run around looking for food, and therefore he takes enough for the whole journey, and that's it. Okay. Ish, if the deal was that the fine print says this, the passenger has to be male. This wouldn't work nowadays. Ish, a woman is not allowed to. As an unfortunate say, because a woman is heavier than a man. Go figure. She's pregnant, maybe, but it seems to be a stump thing that women are heavier than men. Isha, if he hired it to ride, for a woman to ride on it, and a man can ride on it because he's lighter, and therefore there's no damage to the donkey. The isha, the man's out in the fields working hard, and the woman's sitting at home reading Women's Weekly, so she weighs more. Yeah, is isha? If it says a woman, you don't have to give the actual weight of the woman. Bein gadol or bein katana. Once he agrees to a woman, it can even be a big woman, not just a small woman. A filum uberis, even if she's pregnant. A filum menika, and even if she's nursing. Fred Gemara, what are you telling me all that for? Hashta menika marta. If it can be nursing, that means it's a woman plus a baby, which is clearly worth more. I mean, heavier than a pregnant woman because it's two people. It's mulberis, me boy. So if you tell me you're nursing mother, for sure, mulberis. It's amara papa. What are we talking about? Mulberis vihi menika kamar. It means both. She's nursing and she has a and she's pregnant. So it's very much weight. Nevertheless, it's mutter. I mean, it's allowed. That's the deal. Amara baya shmamina. Benis a karsa takla, that the fat stomach adds to the weight of something. So thank you very much, Abaya. Thank you for telling me that weight is. So he says it's talking about when you buy a fish. If you buy a fish and you're buying it by weight, and in the middle of the weight, the fish has a fat stomach, but in there is stuff that's not edible. Yeah, so that adds to the weight. So when they weigh it, and half of it is rubbish, you don't want to pay for it. So you have to know that stuff takes up a lot of weight. The difference is when you're buying and selling fish that you should know that there's that weight in the middle there.
Thank you.